السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. This month of Ramadan, the theme for this pre-Isha talk has been Know Your Allah. And we have been on this journey trying to learn more about Allah via the attributive names of Allah. Yesterday, we had commenced a discussion on the name of Allah, Al-Ghaffar, Al-Ghafoor, and Al-Ghafir. Imam Ghazali rahimahullah says, Ghaffar is that being who conceals that which is ugly and he exposes that which is beautiful. And the ugliest thing is sin. So Allah's quality is this, that Allah conceals sin and he exposes and enhances and amplifies and announces that which is beautiful. Ghafara, which means to conceal. Now, Allah conceals for his servants in various ways. And I discussed this yesterday. Firstly, those parts of the body which are not pleasing to the eye. For example, your internal organs, your intestine. Allah has covered it with the outer part of the body. So that's one form of covering. Another form of concealing is Allah has concealed our thoughts. And I explained that if Allah had not concealed our thoughts, we would not be able to venture out in public. Imagine if people knew what we were thinking. Imagine if people knew what we were thinking of them and how impure our thoughts are at times. So Allah has concealed that. The third thing is Allah conceals our sins. So that's three ways in which Allah conceals. And I concluded yesterday by saying that Mullah Ali Qari rahimahullah has written that Al-Ghaffar is that being who conceals the weaknesses and the sins of his servants in this world, and he conceals it in the year after by not punishing them, by forgiving them. Shaykh Saadi rahmatullah alayhi has written that Al-Afu, Al-Ghafoor, Al-Ghaffar is that being who is distinguished for concealing, and that being who is distinguished for forgiving the faults of his slaves. And we concluded yesterday with a verse of Surah Taha, where Allah says, وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى. Allah says, I am most forgiving to those who turn to me in repentance, to those who do good actions, and those who remain on the straight path. So continuing the discussion on these attributive names of Allah, Ghafir, Ghafoor, and Ghaffar, there's a verse of the Quran where Allah says, وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Who can forgive sin besides Allah? None. Absolutely no one. You can't go to a priest, you can't go to a sheikh, you can't go to a peer. It is only Allah. That's why Ibrahim bin Adham used to say, إِلَهِي عَبْدُكَ الْعَاسِي أَتَاكَ. That, oh my creator, your sinful servant has come to you. It's only to you that we can come. مُقِرٌ بِالذُّنُوبِ وَقَدْ دَعَاكَ. Oh Allah, I acknowledge my sins and I'm confessing my sins and I supplicate to you. If you forgive me, then you are worthy of forgiving. And if you turn me away, then who will show mercy on me? If you turn me away, who will show mercy on me? These three words, the scholars have written, these slight variances in the meanings which bring to the fore the forgiveness or the forgiving nature of Allah. Ghafir is that being that when you make tawbah, he destroys all the evidence of your sins from his record. Ghafoor is that being that when you make tawbah, he makes the angels who recorded it forget it. And Ghaffar is that being that once you make tawbah, at some point he makes you forget it also. So Allah wipes it from his records, wipes it from the memory of the angels, and in other narrations, even the memory of the heavens and earth that witnessed it, and then he makes you forget it as well. Other scholars have written it this way. They say you have Allah who's Ghafir, Ghafoor, and Ghaffar. Man is Zalim, Zaloom, and Zallam. So if you are a Zalim, you're an oppressor, Allah is Ghafir, He's forgiving. If you are Zaloom, you're a great oppressor, Allah is Ghafoor, He's all forgiving. And if you are Zallam, meaning that you're an extremely great oppressor, then Allah is Ghaffar, one who forgives in great abundance. I mentioned this the other day and we'll conclude on this. Allah wants to forgive us. Allah says, Wallahu yuridu ayyatuba alaykum. Allah says, I don't want you to fail. I haven't set you up for failure. I want to forgive you. I just want you to make some initiative, make some tawbah. Allah loves to forgive. Ghaffar is that being who loves to forgive over and over and over again. So even if Shaitan tries to make you despondent tonight that last year you also made tawbah and then nothing happened, and the year before you made tawbah and nothing happened, Allah loves that you make tawbah repeatedly and that you ask Him repeatedly, and He loves to forgive repeatedly. Tonight and these nights that remain in this month is the opportunity to disgrace the devil. His entire effort on us, we can wipe it clean in one sincere tawbah. One sincere tawbah. I leave you with this dua that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had suggested to that youngster who was crying over his sins. Allahumma maghfiratuka awsa'u min dunubina. But oh Allah, your forgiveness is far greater than our sins. Wa rahmatuka arja indana min a'malina. We have more hope in your mercy than we have in our good deeds. Keep these sentiments uppermost in your mind tonight, the remaining nights of Ramadan, and every day and every night of our lives. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi.